Okay. any specific techniques that he emphasized in piano playing?
Well, he had me write down things in a notebook when I first started. I was probably one of the youngest students he ever taught, so he wasn't quite sure, but he liked me well enough to teach his daughter, Peggy.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
And also...
How many people are in the class?
There's about maybe 20 or so.
So, are you sharing one book, or people bought
it? Yeah, we're just sharing one book, so...
Well, I mean, you can get books from us, too. We could make a deal if you wanted to get some.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. And also, what were the lessons like with Gebhard? What were your impressions of Gebhard as a teacher?
You didn't read Lenny Forward that he wrote for Mr. Gebhard, right?
Oh, yes.
The forward he wrote was for a book that Gebhard wrote.
The Art of Peddling?
The Art of Peddling, which I have. And I think it's beautifully written, and it was just the way I felt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know, read that.
Okay. And we're just wondering if Gebhard had a lot of teacher's assistants during that time. And did you know an assistant by the name of Helen Coates?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they want to know about his assistant. Did you want to know about Helen Coates?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She was a very fine teacher. More than a pianist. I don't think I ever heard her play. But she was so impressed with Lenny that she became his secretary for life. And so it was very fortunate that he recommended her to teach.
Gebhard recommended
Helen Coates
to teach Lenny.
To teach Lenny before came to him.
Okay.
So one thing that you may not realize is that Gebhard didn't take Lenny right away.
Okay.
He wasn't ready for him.
So that's why he sent him to Helen Coates. So my mother was actually ahead of him. She was actually studying directly with Gebhard and played with all
wow.
before he did, before Lenny did.
Wow.
I played a few times with Orchestra Mendelssohn, Beethoven.
So do you know why Gebhard didn't accept Lenny at first?
Do you play the piano?
Yes, I play the piano.
Did you hear the question, Mom?
No.
Do you know why Gebhard didn't accept Lenny at first?
He wasn't ready for him, he says.
You told me that he said he was a faker.
He said he didn't practice enough.
Okay. And we're just wondering if Gebhard had other assistants during that time, other than Helen Coates?
Yes, he had three assistants.
Who were they?
Oh, I don't remember their names anymore.
Okay.
Give her a minute.
Julia Lubin, this one. You never heard of her?
I've never even heard you mention her before.
Yeah, Mildred Siegel studied with her.
Julia Rubin?
Julia Rubin?
Yeah.
Lubin.
Oh, Lubin.
B-I-N.
Lubin, I see.
And, I can't remember the others.
And Mildred studied with her, huh?
Oh.
Yes, and she wrote Chapter 7. I asked her to.
Okay.
And I rewrote it.
Okay.
Because I wanted to have the person who was very close to Lenny when they used to date and play piano together all the time, and I felt she deserved it.
There's a possibility that she's still alive, but we doubt it.
I don't think so. I haven't heard from her for a long time.
Okay. Mrs. Wintz, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about any recitals that Gebhardt Studio put on, or any things like that.
And recitals that Gebhardt Studio put on.
Well, there are a couple of them in the book. It is the program, and I was on, and Lenny was on, and of course we played every year. I studied with him, and for 10 years, and Lenny didn't study quite that long because he left to go to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he was teaching. In fact, we just got his card. Remember, you want to talk about the card? Jerry, which said he was teaching at
We actually found a card that announced Lederberg's Fine Teaching Studio. That was 1941, I think.
Yes, it was. And he was busy doing that. And I guess he still could take lessons. But he learned a lot of things from Gebhardt. And then, of course, he did study with other teachers at Curtis Institute, Kauju in the book.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of things do you think Lenny learned from Gebhardt?
Say again?
What kind of things do you think Lenny learned from Gebhardt?
What do you think Lenny learned from Gebhardt?
What did Lenny learn?
Yeah.
Well, he learned, I know, the Ravel Piano Concerto, which he played with the New York Philharmonic, and he did study that. That was one of the large works.
The technique stuff that you think might have been, that Gebhardt might have been a particularly big...
It'll be performed, we'll probably have it ready by, might be as late as August or July or August, we're not sure.
I thought it was a little earlier.
Well, as we looked at the schedules of the places, we realized it may have to be longer. We'll see. And that big featured part of the beginning is the car test that they went into. Because
mm-hmm.
this was a pivotal moment in his life.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was that there was this car test being put on by the Boston newspaper and something else. Who was putting on the car test, Bob?
Mr. Rutgers.
And the Boston newspaper?
Harold.
The Herald, okay. And so the first prize was to get to play with the Boston, to conduct the Boston Pops.
And the questions were about naming the excerpts that they played.
Yeah, in other words, it was a name that tune type thing. And they had all kinds of people, hundreds maybe, that went to the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother got top woman, and Lenny won the men's, and his prize was to conduct the Boston Pops at Tanglewood, which was the first time he got to conduct. And he wouldn't have won if my mother hadn't been listening to records before that and warned Lenny about one in particular, which was, she thought was going to be a trick question.
Spent all day at the beach, and I was singing melodies that he had never heard before.
And one of them was the Brahms violin concerto, which you would think might be a symphony because it goes on and on before the violin comes in. And so that was one of the questions, and he got it right, and so he won. And
wow.
So afterwards, he jumped up and he said, "Thank you, Weta."
Wow. What year was this? Do you remember?
What year do you think that was, Mom? How old were you at that time?
That was in the 40s.
So what do you think? He was maybe 20?
Oh, no, that was earlier than the 40s.
Yeah, okay.
So
how old were you guys at the time, maybe? Still teenagers?
I think I was engaged that time,
so that was in the late 30s.
Okay.
Early 40s. Yeah, probably late 30s. 39, 38, 39. So that was a pivotal moment in his life. And then,
and so I mentioned, Jerry, that my student is directing the musical. A student that I taught for 10 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah, one of her students is mm-hmm. a CW Post student. Has helped me write the book for it.
Okay.
And we're using about, so far we got about 28 songs in it.
Well, that's great.
He became one of my best students. And he's a wonderful accompanist.
We can let you know when this is going to be on. Although maybe it won't matter at that point. The course of class will be over.
Oh, it would be wonderful if you could let us know when that is.
Yeah. We will let you know.
Okay.
We have to email address for Jeff.
And we're just wondering, Weta,
if Jerry.
Yeah.
Tell you, what is it? Ask you.
Oh, yeah.
That magazine you can have for nothing. They will send it to you.
Yeah, there's a Leonard Bernstein magazine that they put out. Do you know about it?
Oh, no, we don't.
I think it's Pelley, Hughes, and...
It's in here if you want.
Pelley, Hughes, is that it? Something like that. Anyway...
I have a magazine. You can find the address.
They tell all of the kind of events that are going on with you know what? We should put something in that magazine when we know when the musical's going to
happen. Oh, we'll sell them.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're just wondering if you had any other memories of Bernstein you would like to share with us?
Well, there are lots. I mean, it depends on how well you've read the book. You know, there was the last concert, which I actually went to with my mother.
Oh, can you tell me more about that?
Well, we always used to see him at Tanglewood every year.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to see him when he got out of his car, you know, and arrived there at the shed, and we went over to see him, and he gave my mother a big hug and a kiss, and she said, "Well, how have you been?" He said, "Oh, I've been so sick, Weta," and I, of course, there's been a lot of speculation about it, and I said, "Has there been a diagnosis?"
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, if they would only tell me."
Oh.
And so at that point, we knew that it was something very serious, and we talked to him for a while, and, when we were going back to That was his last concert.
And we're just wondering if he had any impressions about his family. Have you met his father, Sam, or his mother, Jenny, and also his brother and sisters?
What do you remember about his father and mother, Mom?
I remember his mother better than his father because she used to be with him when he gave a concert, and I didn't see his father much at all.
But you knew him?
I met him once.
Well, you knew his father when you were seeing Lenny, right?
Not that much. He was in the cosmetic business, and he wanted Lenny to be in, but of course he didn't want to. And when they hired Adam for doing that, he said, well, how did I know I was going to have a Leonard Bernstein?
So when you were a teenager...
His mother was a very nice person, and she was a better mother than he was a father.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? What do you think? Samuel Bernstein Hair Company and how that affected Leonard Bernstein's life. The other one is looking at his early piano educational influences. And so we've talked a bit about Gebhardt, but if there's anything else that we should know or that you could help us with.
Any other early piano influences on him besides Gebhardt?
Besides what?
Besides Gebhardt.
Oh, he went to Curtis, and Ben-Gerover was his teacher there. Ben-Gerover?
Mm-hmm.
That's in the book, too. I don't think they got along too well.
Do you know why?
She wanted him to change his whole technique. She didn't like the way he held his hand. And she had her own ideas, which he didn't agree with.
No, she didn't do it.
Yeah.
So, what were her ideas?
What were her ideas? That I can't tell you.
Yeah, but she wanted to hold his hands in a different way.
Yes.
Go ahead. Did
Bernstein ever talk about his teachers that he had before Helen Coates and Gebhardt?
Yeah, what about teachers he had before Helen Coates and Gebhardt?
Oh, I can't tell you who they were, but he studied a very short time before he went to Coates.
So he really hadn't been playing that long?
He was practically his first teacher.
Oh, okay.
He gave concerts on the radio, by the way, when he was first studying because he was so good and his favorite piece was Malaguena. He played that in a contest with me and I played Chopin's Scherzo in B flat minor at Jordan Hall, which is in the book. That's the whole story.
We also know he
he started teaching at a very early age, and we were wondering if he ever talked about his experiences teaching with you.
Did he ever talk about his experiences teaching when he was really young?
About what?
His experiences teaching. He started teaching at a young age, right?
When he was teaching?
Yeah, he was teaching.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Very little. I don't know much about that. I don't think he taught much.
My mother taught about 1,000 kids.
Wow, that's quite impressive.
Was there any sort of rivalry between you and Lenny?
Yeah.
Well, he was jealous of me. That's when he sang, "We just gonna play with Tita."
He was going around all the time saying, "We just gonna play with Tita," and Tita was the first conductor that she played with, and so he got to play with the orchestra before she did. He was running around backstage saying, "We just gonna play with Tita."
I played before he did. I don't think you said it right.
Yeah.
I played about a year before he did in Jordan Hall, and he wasn't going to let me get ahead of him, so he told the conductor that he wanted to play the first Beethoven. I played the third Beethoven concerto.
Mm-hmm. So I think that rivalry actually was an important thing. He really saw her as a rival with my mother, and but after she gave her first couple of concerts with orchestra, she decided that she didn't really want that life, and she didn't like the stress of it.
Mm-hmm. He loved it, I didn't.
So the book and the play are about how they diverged in their lives, you know, at that point.
Was he competitive with any other students?
Was he competitive with other students?
He was competitive with everybody. He wanted to be ahead of everybody.
And you know, he got there.
Yeah.
And I think I won out.
Yeah, she got the last laugh. She's still around.
Did you keep in touch with Lenny throughout his career, even after adolescence?
Yeah, they were in continuous touch, and as I said, we'd see him every year. She sometimes went down to his place in New York City and so on. Mm-hmm. We would see him at his various concerts.
Yeah, I went to his home. He listened to my songs. I'm a songwriter. And
she feels like he was trying to steal them.
He would spend so much time studying them that I used to have to take them away from
him. Did anything ever show up in any of his compositions that seemed similar?
There was one interval that he liked in a song.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let trouble you, right?
Yeah, right.
Could you please sing it?
Well, I can't sing it very well. Why don't you sing it, Mom?
What's that again?
Can you sing "Don't Let Trouble Trouble You"?
Don't let trouble trouble you. Be happy while you may. It's that note. Like a
blowing bubble, you will blow your troubles away.
Blow your troubles away.
But it's that one note, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, that's the note that he likes.
That showed up in some of his work later on.
If you have some fancy dreams, maybe they'll come true. Take some time out for a dream or two.
That's good, thank you.
What was
the name? 100 songs.
Wow.
And we're going to use 25 of them in the musical.
What was the name of that note? What was the name of that note or that interval? Was it a major 6 or 7th or?
What do you call that difference between those two, Mo?
What's that?
What do you call that note, the difference? What do you call that note?
That's a step and a half.
Step and a half, okay.
Apart, the interval.
I see. Okay.
guess one other question about the musical. How did you patch together a storyline for it?
Well, we based it on the book, and then we just picked out songs that related to her life and the things that happened. So some of the songs she wrote, like After My Brother Died, you know, were directly written for, you know, as a result of that. And other things we were able to put in there and change the words a little bit. We're still finishing it up. But we have the basic storyline done.
What compelled you to create a musical?
This was the idea entirely of her student.
Oh.
And he came to us with it, and so I've been working with him on it. And in fact, it's interesting, of course, the play starts with the line from Lenny, you know, when I grow up, I think I'm going to do something in music. And it ends with this kid saying the same thing as a five-year-old.
April 13th. April 13th, 2006, interviewing Lita Mintz and her son, Jerry.
In the Adamstown School Interim.
And we are Catherine Chen, Stephanie Lai, and Karina Campbell.